I live in a county that was pretty rural until the last 10, maybe 15 years. The biggest town in our county is pretty crowded now. Overcrowded. And I hate it. I moved from there to the countryside. I like where I live, except it can be really creepy at night, because for miles and miles, it's dark, and there are absolutely no streetlights. One thing about this county is that the main roads tend to get backed up really quickly if there's an accident or whatever else that may contribute to it, so it pays to go the back roads. The back roads, like any other rural place, are less populated, more dark, lots of trees, and no sidewalks. Anyway, a few years back, something happened that almost made me stop using back roads altogether. I was driving home kind of late one night. I decided to take one particular back road that shaved off 10 minutes from my journey home. I was tired and had to get up early, so I was going fast, trying to get home as soon as I could. This road is a little more populated than some, but it's still super spooky in various stretches because huge trees grow alongside the road, and their branches and leaves make a tunnel of sorts. So I'm zipping through and round a curve, when up ahead, I see what I thought was a giant garden flag. You know, the flags that people put up in the spring in their yards? Well, I thought it was a weird flag because it seemed like it was fairly tall and large. Plus, it was in the middle of the road. As I get closer, my headlights hit it, and it's not a flag. It's a person. A lady. She was wearing a red fez. Pause. I live in rural Maryland, and you just don't see a fez every day. Along with a flowy white dress and an orange reflective sash that sat just so across her chest. A little strange because she's in the middle of the street. As I drove past her, it only got weirder. As dark as it was, as I drove by, I could see she was about 60 years old. She had glasses, and I could see her bright blue eyes. She looked in my passenger window, and she started doing this weird bounce thing. I thought she was going to try and get into my car. Mind you, I'm going pretty fast. I don't know what it was about her, but she freaked me the f*** out. I didn't think she was going to try to rob me. I really thought she was a soul snatcher or a skinwalker. I honestly didn't believe she was human. And even now, I can't adequately describe how creepy she was. I sped past her as fast as I could. I kept glancing in my back seat to make sure this entity, this woman, had not materialized in my car. I prayed, recited scripture, and kept watch in my rearview mirror. It was spring, so it was a little warm out, but I felt bone-chillingly cold. I finally make it home, and I run in to tell my mom the story. I got inside just as my brother was telling my mom about this weird lady he saw when he was driving home. It was the same lady, but he saw her at the intersection from the highway and the back road, whereas I saw her further down the back road. We both had the same reaction. She also tried looking in his car. She was also bouncing around when he saw her. He said there was a car in front of him that veered around the lady at full speed and kicked up plenty of dust and rocks, which made the scene even scarier. My brother was so freaked out that he won't travel that road anymore, even during the day. Eventually, I found out that that lady lives in the woods. Apparently, at one time, her family lived on that road. Her father was ill, and she tried to take him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he died on the way there, and she drove around with his body in her car for hours. I guess she has mental health issues now, and I think she lost the house or got kicked out. I have friends that live off that street, so when I was talking about this experience, they knew exactly who it was. I still go on that road, but I haven't seen her once since. I do hope that she's okay, but I really don't want to run into her again. Recently, I was having some trouble with neighborhood kids knocking on my door and running. I have severe PTSD from my time spent overseas, so this was causing particular issues at home. I was in contact with a police officer in the area, who my mother knew. We met up at a coffee shop to discuss what I could do to make myself feel safer at home. This was all going fine, until my mother brought up an old story from my childhood about when our house was broken into. My memory of this is waking up on Christmas morning and only having one thing under the tree because everything else had been taken. I was too young to really remember it, but I'm 35 now, and not one person has spoken to me about it since childhood, so I always just thought my version was correct. Except, it really wasn't. What actually happened was, my mother woke up in the night having heard a noise outside. She knew that there were burglaries going on in the area, because my uncle, who lived next door, had his Christmas presents stolen. This is apparently where I must have confused the story. She got up in the dark and went down the hall to my room to pick me up. I couldn't have been more than 2 years old, but was wide awake, just standing up in my crib, wide-eyed. My mother flicked on the lights, and I said something to her about a man. She was freaked out then. We were all alone in the house, and when she looked down, she saw small patches of burned carpet and spent matches in my room. Whoever it was, they'd come in through the downstairs, lit matches, and dropped them at random at various spots in the house, obviously while still lit. My mother remembered that she could follow the entire trail from the back of the house to my room. Now back to the present. I'm staring at my mother in the coffee shop, coffee halfway to my face, and she's like, "What?" I said that I didn't recall this. I recalled something else. I told her quickly what my recollection was, and she was like, "Oh no, that was Uncle. We nearly died in a house fire." It was at that point that I had a fucking existential crisis right there in that coffee shop booth. I've been deathly afraid of fires all my life, to the point of having night terrors as a kid, with no explanation. Now, more than 30 years later, it makes so much more sense why I've held on to what I sincerely thought was an irrational fear of going up in flames. This took place a few years back, when I was about 20. I lived in a mid-sized college town with a pretty low crime rate. The apartment complex I lived in primarily housed students. Given that it was early August, before fall classes officially began, the complex was empty. To make matters even worse, it was the brief period of time between August 1st, when leases ended, and August 15th, which was move-in day. So the only people at the apartment complex would be people that not only stayed in town for summer, but also had renewed, or at least extended, their leases. That being said, the complex was empty. Seriously, I swear there was maybe a handful of people living in this complex, which probably housed around 300 people during the school year. That night, I was just chilling in the living room, playing video games and doing whatever. All of my roommates had moved out a few days prior, so I was completely alone. Around 11:30 p.m., I was in the kitchen cleaning when I went to throw something away and noticed that the garbage can was almost overflowing. I took the bag out, immediately noticing that whatever fruit I had thrown away the other day was definitely beginning to rot. At this point, I headed to the front door to take the trash out, when I was suddenly overcome with this feeling, a feeling of dread, I suppose. I don't know quite how to explain it, but I just remember a cold feeling washing over me and my stomach sinking. My intuition was telling me that I shouldn't go outside, but of course, being the idiot that I was, I decided to ignore that intuition, primarily because the trash bag stank, and I didn't want to have to smell it first thing in the morning tomorrow. Plus, the dumpster was right outside my building. It would take me maybe a minute tops to take out the trash. So I gathered up the bag and headed out the door. Since it was such a short walk, I decided not to even put on any shoes. So here I am, walking barefoot down the steps and into the parking lot, carrying a trash bag and a box of recycling, wearing just shorts and a tank top, when I noticed something off. The parking lot, which would have 25 to 30 cars in it normally, was empty except for my car and two others. The odd thing was that one of the other cars was on, idling, with the headlights turned off. It was a white truck, kind of beat up and old, with a ladder on top and some boxes. Hard to tell. That parking lot had a grand total of one single street lamp. I thought it was odd because it definitely looked like a work truck, given the ladder. There was no reason for that truck to be parked here at night, especially not with people inside. I was about halfway to the dumpster when I finally got close enough to see who was sitting inside that truck. From what I could tell, there were at least two men, late 20s, early 30s, sitting in the truck. The guy in the driver's seat, closest to me, didn't notice me initially, until the guy next to him pointed in my direction. As soon as that man turned towards me, my blood ran cold, and I briefly paused. My gut was telling me to run back up into my apartment. Of course, I didn't do that. I reasoned that perhaps they were waiting for someone, or maybe it was a drug deal. I thought it would look worse if I suddenly bolted instead of just throwing my trash away as planned. So I continued walking towards the dumpster, trying to make it look like I didn't care about them at all and was just casually taking out the trash. All the while, the two guys in the car continued to talk to each other, pointing and gesturing towards me. I couldn't make out what they were saying, but the window was rolled down, so I definitely heard them talking. When I finally reached the dumpster, the two guys had gone silent. They were now just staring at me, leering, more like. I slowly lifted the trash bag above the dumpster, and as soon as I let it go, the truck immediately reverses. That's when I say screw it, drop the box of recycling, and take off running. I hear the tires of the truck literally squeal behind me as I'm sprinting across the parking lot. I hardly even notice the sharp pieces of rock and other debris that are stabbing into the soles of my feet as I run. I made the quick decision to run up a different staircase than the one I had come down in an effort to throw them off. I get back into my apartment, slam the door shut, then lock, and deadbolt it. I ran to the sliding glass door that leads out onto the balcony, made sure that that was locked. A little bit paranoid at this point, but hey. Then I closed the blinds. I took a split second to catch my breath before I realized that the blinds of my bedroom window were most likely open, and my lights were definitely on. I jogged to my bedroom, turned off my lamp, then slowly approached the window. That's when I noticed the truck, still no headlights, creeping through the parking lot. This one is on the opposite side of the first parking lot. The apartment building was situated in between them. The truck stops right beneath my window. I hit the ground as quickly as possible, hoping that they didn't see me. It's absolutely silent for a few moments before I hear someone shout something that sounded suspiciously like, "Damn it!" I didn't dare look out my window again. I just sat there, curled into a ball on the floor of my bedroom. After a few minutes, the sound of the truck's engine began to fade. I peeked out the window then, and was thankfully met with the sight of an empty parking lot. I didn't sleep a wink that night. I had a few other creepy encounters during the 2 years I lived at this apartment, but this one by far remains the scariest. The one good thing I took from this experience is to trust my intuition, even if I can come up with reasons against it. I have no idea what those guys were doing in the parking lot that night, nor do I have any idea why they chased after me.